We do like this team. The entire Metro, though, is just high level this year, so we're going to be very competitive night in and night out. Our month of January gets to be a lot more difficult than, let's say, our December. So, you know, we're glad that we're able to get some wins early, and we would have liked to have, gotten that win against Central that went into overtime. But at the same time, we know that it's going to be really difficult here in January, so we gotta lay some up, Rich. It's going to be tough.
Did you feel like coming into the season, you had quite a few back? Did you graduate a lot from last year? I can't remember from last year, but did you have quite a few returnees back this year?
We do. I mean, we've got the biggest senior class in the years I've been here. It reminds me, actually, of that runner-up team we had back with a big senior class with Nate Bennett and Townsley and those guys. So I know that we have the experience back. We just lost. We lost a really good player, Jared Matley, that became our all-time leading scorer last year. So it's not like we didn't lose a big void there. But with the exception of losing Jared, we had a lot of players back. We've got a lot of length, a lot of size to us. One of the bigger teams we had in a while. So we do feel good about, what our potential is down the road, because they're highly skilled. They like to play. And now it's just a matter of, coming together and playing as well as we can here in January and February.
Those two Omaha Central losses, Coach, are about as close as you can get by a point and what in overtime. So, gosh, you'd love to play them again sometime down the road and maybe third time's a charm.
Yeah, we would. But like I said, we've got, even this week, Bell West on Thursday, then the following Tuesday, Miller North, and then the following Friday's Northwest. So we don't need to be adding another game against Central. It gets tough enough, Rich.
I'm sure. So being quarantined, Coach, how many games have you missed not being there?
I've yet to miss one. I'll miss tomorrow against, of course, not sure when you're airing this, but Tuesday night we'll play Benson at home, and that one I'm for sure out of. The actual COVID symptoms started there right at the end of the moratorium, so it was just that one Central game I was not, I was at the time did not know that I had COVID, but that was the one game that afterwards I really started to feel pretty low, and I had to get the test on that next morning and found out to be positive. So it's really only been, one game, and then this Benson game that will be interrupted. Hopefully the 10-day mark will be up on Thursday, and I'll be back for Bellevue West.
How about your team? I guess the school as a whole, has it been kind of a rocky last month or so?
Yeah, I think it's like, anybody, definitely the cases spiked there going into the holidays, and so you just can't be too complacent with this. It can wreak a little havoc if you find yourself quarantined like I am right now, but we got great coaching staff that they're embracing it, and they're excited to kind of take the helm, and so I'm excited for Coach Cooley and Coach Simpson and their opportunities here with this team this week.
A lot of basketball you played. I guess if you're going to get some like this, it's better that it happen now than, gosh, you don't want it to ever happen in February. We're down the stretch in postseason play.
Yeah, for me, the big thing is just hoping that, there's no spread, with the team. We've been really good at masking up, and so it looks like the team, does not have to go into quarantine themselves, but should there be a little spread within the team, then that would be the bigger setback. So right now, hoping it's just contained to me and I guess my immediate family a little bit, but we're excited to hopefully get past this, and not have to think about COVID once I get back, and then we'll have an opportunity to not have to worry too much about it. It's certainly something that can kind of wreak havoc and mess with your mind a little bit. So want to get past it, that's for sure, Rich.
Finally, Coach, Class A as a whole, you've had a chance to face some good teams already. Is this a deep Class A, you know, as I always ask you every year, is it as tough as ever in Class A this year compared to maybe past years, or about the same?
No, this is by far the most talented, at least, that it's been probably since you could go back to some of those central teams with Akoi and those players that maybe, you know, went on and played at Creighton a little bit. I know that, you know, the Miller North team is highly talented, Bobby West, highly talented, so... It's a fun league right now. It's you know, we're looking forward to seeing what we can do. Like I said, in January, and I know that you know, just that Metro final just the other night with Miller North and Bellevue West went into double overtime, and you had a lot of standout performances. So it's too bad that it's a COVID season, because you know, a lot of fans would be turning out to watch a lot of these players play.